For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. Spring has arrived for baseball fans as pitchers and catchers report to spring training in Florida and Arizona. Fans have a pretty good idea of what spring training means to the major leaguers, but what about the minor leaguers and the teams they'll play for? I talked with Nick Greaser, president of the Lansing Lugnuts, the Midwest League affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays. He says there isn't much difference between the spring training regimen for the pros and the minor leaguers.
What is a little unknown is, you know, where they're going to be. So they might have an idea. For example, a guy that we had last year, if he came in late at the end of the season, he might have an idea that he's coming back. He might have the hopes to go to high A. He might want to go to double A. So obviously the major league guys, they kind of know. Obviously, they know the guys that are returning. They probably have some assumptions on the 40-man roster. For our guys, it's really trying to fight for position. So it's a big difference between here and high A, where they start out. So it's almost like a tryout for the minor league guys. There's some preconceived notions where they're going, but they're really fighting for a roster spot at what they conceive to be the next level. They can only house so many guys at the major league level, and so there's, you know, at least four affiliates in full season ball that are trying to fill their rosters as well. It's essentially a 6-week tryout.
So a player who played at the A level last year, mm-hmm. or is likely to play at the A level this year, when they get to, say, Florida, first of all, do the Blue Jays train in Florida?
They do, Dunedin, right outside Tampa.
Okay. when they report, do they interact with the guys who know they're going to be on the Blue Jays major league roster? How does that work?
Yeah, and working in baseball, we're also extremely busy right now. So I haven't been to spring training since I was a kid, unfortunately. It's sad to say 17 years in baseball, I haven't been to spring training since I've been working in it. But yes, they basically have, they're all housed in the same complex. At least, I believe every affiliate is a little different. As far as the Blue Jays, everybody's housed in the same area. They have a major league complex. And then right next door is the minor league complex.
You've touched on a question I was going to ask you, and that is whether representatives of the Lansing Lugnuts organization go to Florida or need to go to Florida.
Sure.
You haven't been yourself. Does the Lugnuts organization send anyone to Florida during spring training?
You know, the Blue Jays have been a great partner. They invite us every year. And, you know, it's one of those things that a lot of my peers and other teams do go down. I always have a hard time fitting in my schedule, to be quite honest, as our busiest time of the year is probably the 6 or 8 weeks leading up to opening day. And a lot of people don't realize that is we're trying to get, one, the ballpark opened up as we've got snow on the field right now, but also getting our marketing efforts going and all of our sales efforts going. So we kind of handle all the entertainment side of the business outside of the sport. And this is our busiest time. But, from year to year, we have had some folks go down. Our groundskeepers going down from time to time to kind of work with the major league groundskeepers and get to know our players a little bit. Our broadcaster has gone down over the years to help to get to know the players and kind of their backstories and things. I believe our owner is going down this year.
Does a minor league team like the Lansing Lugnuts open the regular season at about the same time as the major leaguers?
Yeah, we're a few days behind. So I believe the majors open on that Monday, the April 2nd. We open on the road this year on Thursday, April 5th, up in Midland with the Great Lakes Loons. And then our home opener is April 7th. And since we've moved our annual exhibition game, the Crosstown Showdown, we moved that to the fall permanently. So now we've been really promoting it and, you know, trying to have an all-in event for opening day. Hopefully the weather works out the way it did last year. It was 70 degrees and beautiful last year on our opening day. We had a great response from the community. We're doing a very similar model, having a big block party out front. We're doing our Meet the Team event that same time. We're having live music out here. We're having a lot of entertainment out front. Everybody can come into the ballpark. We've got some specials going on for opening night, and then we're doing LAFC fireworks following the game as well.
Well, I have to tell you, with the amount of snow we've gotten this winter, and this morning as you and I talk, the wind chill is in the single digits, I'm so happy to be talking about baseball and spring. I want to thank you, Nick Greaser, for talking with us. Nick is president of the Lansing Lugnuts. Thanks, and good luck this season.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.